This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all here. And your chance to ask the sheriff, 251-343-0106. Monty said, I submitted a crime report months ago and absolutely nothing was done. Tried to submit the same thing again a couple weeks after and the site was down. A known drunk driver. So I don't know what site they're using, but Monty said, reporting a known drunk driver.
Now, we did have a couple of days, I don't know, it's been a few weeks ago, where our internet was down, like everywhere down. And they're doing some construction around the jail, and the company keeps cutting the lines. And so that's that's been an ongoing problem. They hit a water line about 2 weeks ago.
You know they mark those things. Yeah. You know, like I know somebody who is a professional line marker for water, right? They'll come mark those things. I'm sure the fiber and all that.
Different companies have hit those things probably a half a dozen times just this year.
So. Wait. A half a dozen times.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, different projects. You know, sometimes it may be, you know, the city. Sometimes
don't they call before they dig? You know, we know the PSA.
Like, we don't know until it, you know, all of a sudden you're in the middle of sending out an email and screen goes blank and internet's down.
And they're cutting it multiple times.
Usually digging.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, it's being broken. Because I tell you, I mean, Sheriff, I'm no expert in this, but I know people, they'll come spray paint in high vis exactly where the line is. They have a thing called ground penetrating radar, and they go in there and they can show you where all the line, if you want to just, if I can talk to these people, say, you call in, and there's a way not to do that.
Yeah, there was one particular project going on, I guess it had been west of our building that, and they were doing some digging in the median. Border Patrol probably would have had a good time stopping by that location. So I think that's part of the problem.
Well, speaking of which, where are we?
And they may have gotten a phone call.
Okay. May or may not. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Where are you now for interactions from your deputies with people that are don't have documentation? You were talking about how down it had been. Is it still that way?
It's down, but it's still very active. You know, we had a chase yesterday. It's either yesterday or Sunday with an individual who fled on vehicle, then fled on foot, and got to meet one of our canines, and he was illegal. Had actually been deported a number of years ago and came back. And so we're still very actively assisting, you know, our federal partners with those type of operations.
Do you think, though, the number has come down?
It has, you know, because they're aware that we're out there, you know, enforcing the law.
So, and one of the things that changed, I know you and I had talked about it, now when you make that call, because it's a federal matter, they actually show up and get the – or they want – they don't just say, hey, we're taking the number down, we'll call you later.
No, we're very proactive, and we're partnering with, you know, our federal partners through the 287G program. And so, you know, we have deputies that are certified to go out and start that initial process of, you know, identifying whether they're illegal or not. And, you know, if they get to a certain level of, okay, this is, you know, they're definitely illegal, then they'll reach out to, you know, either Border Patrol or ICE and, you know, go from there, just depending on the situation.
All right. I think I got all these answered. Let's see. If I missed one of y'all's, I'm sorry on that, on the questions here for the sheriff. I figure we get more traffic questions.
And while you're on the topic, you know, because I have, you know, received some negative comments about our participation in that, like why are we wasting tax dollars and resources on assisting federal government? They reimburse our overtime for that. So
they do.
We're not spending county tax dollars.
How does that work? Do you say, okay, we're on this starting at 3:07 or whatever we started this, we pulled this person?
A lot of times it's a scheduled operation. You know, if not, you know, a traffic stop that kind of turns into that. You just document the times spent on that and we're reimbursed for it.
Very good. Speaking of, we keep doing this, I'll probably do it until forever. When somebody goes, y'all remember this, and every time I say it, I think I'm saying it too much, and somebody goes, really? When you go, if you go get a concealed carry permit, tell folks what they need to do if they want that money to stay here and not all go to Montgomery.
Get the 1 year or the 5 year.
Because this is the I don't know if it was omission or commission. If it was Machiavellian or just if you get the lifetime, 100% of that goes to Goat Hill.
Yes. Yep. Into the general fund.
The general fund, y'all. You know we talk about the general fund on the show a good bit. So it goes 100%. So it's kind of a pain in the butt, but you don't get the lifetime.
Right. And then certainly there are some people like, okay, you know, they're on a fixed income or limited budget, and that's most cost beneficial for them. That's certainly understandable.
But at the same time, people say, well, at least I'm doing this and I'm helping here at home.
Yeah.
But you're not if you...
not if you get the lifetime.
Okay. I really think that's a public service announcement that needs to run time and time again.
I agree.
All right. Let's talk about the website. Of course, the most popular portion, See Who's in Jail.
Yep. Still is the most popular. I think it always will be. But it's mobileso.com. You know, you can go to Crime Tips. You know, we have several programs on there that, you know, one that I really like to talk about a lot is our firearms familiarization course that's free. You just sign up. And once we get, you know, I think we do 20 at a time. Once we get that, you know, we provide the ammo. If you don't know what kind of handgun you want, we've got a number of them for you to look at and try, and encourage people to come out and try it.
Okay, that's all on the website, and you'll be back with us next month.
I will be.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.